Merivale, A Man of His Time, by Rose Tremaine, read by Sean Barrett. Part 1. The Great Enormity. Chapter 1. On this day, which is the 9th of November, in the year 1683, a most singular thing has occurred. I was taking my habitual midday dinner of boiled chicken with carrots and small ale, when my manservant, Will, came into my dining room at Bidnold Manor, bearing in his gnarled old hands a package wrapped in torn paper and bound with faded ribbon. He placed this object at my right hand, thus causing a cloud of dust to puff onto my plate of food. "Take care, Will," said I, feeling all my breath drawn in, and then expelled in such an almighty sneeze that it flecked the tablecloth with tiny morsels of carrot. "What is this relic?" "I do not know, Sir Robert," said Will, attempting a dispersal of the dust by waving his misshapen fingers back and forth. "You do not know? But how has it arrived in the house?"
"Chambermaid, sir."
"You got it from one of the maids?"
"Found under your mattress."
I wiped my mouth and blew my nose with a striped, very faded dinner napkin once given to me by the king, and laid my hands upon the parcel, which, in truth, appeared like a thing purloined from some pharaoh's tomb far down in the dry earth. I would have questioned Will further about its unlikely provenance and the reason of its sudden discovery on this particular day, but Will had already turned and was embarked on his slow and limping return journey from the dining table to the door, and to have called him back might well have occasioned some physical catastrophe, which I had no heart to risk. Alone once more, I tugged at the ribbon, noting some stains.